Yo, AJ.
It's the new Ice Cube song, Gordon Elliott.
Wait, is the I don't know how I can never forget this. Which one is AJ and which one is Big Justice?
Big Justice is the kid.
Yeah, AJ Big Justice is the kid. AJ is the dad.
By the way, again, AJ is a grown man. It's a tough name.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Well,
tough name. His name's AJ.
Yeah, it's a kid's name.
Nah, you know, I don't think you want to go there, Jack.
It's a kid's name?
Yeah, it's a kid's name.
I don't think you want to go there with certain AJs in this city who you may have had a confrontation with.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that. You won't tell him he's a kid?
Nope. That's my guy.
Yeah, what do you think of the name AJ? Great grown-up name, right?
I didn't even think of that.
Well, he's not 30 yet. Anyone
on earth. Okay.
As a 25-year-old, he can still be AJ.
Okay.
Once you turn 35 plus, it's time to go by your real name.
The only thing I wanted to say is neither of them are, you know, Nas, but Big Justice is having trouble keeping up when he's rapping. He needs a coach. Yeah. You could feel him like just this close to falling off the beat. It sounds like they're
spit it out, kid.
Yeah, it sounds like they're prodding him with a the horse prod or
sounds
something.
Sounds like TK coming back from break.
It does. Especially when you're not even with me. It's so freaking.
Yeah, man.
Oh, goodness gracious. All right. Well, Embiid's not playing tomorrow. Deal with it.
Yeah, back to Joel.
Yeah, Brahim in Jacksonville. You're on WIP.
Yo, what up, Spike? What up, Ike?
What up, bro?
What's going on, family? Chilling. Hey, wait, hold on. So this is my thing, right? I'm all good with B not playing because, see, when it comes to the Sixers, y'all, I'm like how Jack is with the Phillies. Like, they're my favorite team out the four. It's my favorite sport. And over this last whole little process, I blame Embiid for nothing. I'm talking about the playoff losses, none of that, because in my mind, the whole reason that we drafted two number one overall guards was so your center didn't have to lead you to a freaking championship. Like, that, you're not going to win like that. You're never going to win like that. Go ask Jokic. You know what I'm saying? Back-to-back MVPs out first round and second round. Jamal Murray comes back healthy, averaging 30 points. Boom, there you go. Mm. And he's been saddled with Ben Simmons, who just refused to shoot, and then you got saddled with James Harden. Those are the two best guards he's played with, and James Harden is a quitter and a bum. And I knew that wasn't going to work from the jump. So I would rather, we all know the regular season don't mean nothing, so sitting, I don't care, sitting 40 games, I don't care. Get into the playoffs healthy and then let him cook. That's why they have to play together.
Well, here's what happens when you do that. It actually puts more pressure on you to win in the postseason.
Yes,
because you've taken off pretty much.
There regardless.
That's true.
There regardless.
Yeah. No, you're right.
I mean, it's there anyway. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's been there for the last 7-8 years.
The only thing I disagree with you there, Brahim, is I do think everything you said was right. I do think Embiid does clearly share blame in the last several years as well. Mm-hmm. And I think part of it is him growing up at this point and understanding what is going to matter to him and what is going to matter to people and taking those things seriously. But I do think he quit against the Celtics. Mm-hmm. He quit against the Heat, just like James Harden did. Mm-hmm. And that is inexcusable. So losing happens, but losing the way that he lost is unacceptable. I thought we saw a better Joel, even considering the injury against the Knicks last year. And I think the way that he's taking this season seriously is important and is good. But I do think he shares in the blame over the last several years.
Can I give you a little pushback on the Celtics series?
Sure.
Game 6. Mm-hmm. And B puts up 26 points. Yep. How many points did James Harden put up?
Oh, I don't know, 12.
Well, listen, that game 6 went down to the last 5 minutes. That was that last 12. The final 5 minutes of the game.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, he was injured in that series too. He's always injured. We understand that. But what I'm saying is that I don't think we lost that Celtics. Now, he did give up in game 7. I'll give you that. When you got your running mate, your so-called veteran, giving up in two back-to-back games, I mean, what do you want to – listen, this is my point. Mm-hmm. I know that we're not going to win a championship with Joel Embiid unless we get efficient, good guard play in the postseason, as well as good play from Embiid. I'm not worried about Embiid giving me good play, because for the only thing I'm worried about is his injury. Because I know if he's not hurt in the playoffs, I know he's going to ball. I need a guard that's going to ball with him. That's what I need. So I need him.
Right, we got Maxey now.
And yeah, Eric Gordon.
We got Maxey. Now we got Mad Max. And Spike, one last thing, man.
Yeah.
Why are you trying to trade this young boy already? Because he paint his nails?
No. I don't care that he paints his nails. I don't want to get too deep into this.
I'm just
here's the thing.
Get in there.
Is most times when you are competing for a championship, the odds of a rookie contributing to that team are very, very small. They're going to need to trade for somebody at the deadline, and they need the most possible things they can trade at the deadline. So they've got 3 or 4 first-round picks they can trade, but here's why McCain is important. He's essentially trading a first-round pick, but he's also got salary that you can add to KJ Martin's salary to try to match salary so you can bring a player back. But you need those salaries to trade, and they don't have a lot of them. When you have 3 max players, nobody else is making anything. So, and thank you for the call, Brahim. So you get KJ Martin's making $8 million, and they gave him that contract just so they could trade it. And I think Jared McCain's making 5.5 or something. So it'll just be an important salary to aggregate. Okay. Kevin Garnett, a pretty intense player in his history, also a champion. And he was annoying when he was a Celtic, but I do like Kevin Garnett overall.
Oh, I'm a big KG
fan. Yeah, big KG.
I love KG.
And I think historically.
Better than Duncan.
Yeah. Historically, I think he's underrated. Well, I do, you know, but.
Yeah.
Duncan.
Nice.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
Over there, Jack.
Over
there. At one point, I made that argument too. But 5 titles later, you can't make that argument.
I would take him over. I'd take him over Dirk, for sure. I would take him over Charles, to be honest with you, KG.
Chuck, yeah. I don't know about Dirk. Yeah. Yeah. That's a good argument.
Yeah.
It's a good argument.
So
good argument.
Here's what KG.
Yeah, I love KG as a player, yeah.
Here's what KG had to say about the Sixers load managing Embiid and not playing double or back to backs. So who is he talking to there?
Paul Pierce. Yeah,
it's
Ray Allen not there.
It's just like
no, hell no.
The truth is that Kevin Garnett physically was a different human being than Embiid is. Mm-hmm. It was easy. Kevin Garnett could do it, and Embiid can't do it. You can say he has to from now until whenever. We've seen what happens. He's played plenty of back to backs, mm-hmm. and we wind up in the playoffs with him hurt. Every time, every single year. Is this going to work? I don't know, but I know the other way doesn't work. And we all know the definition of insanity.
Yeah, and KG had a different body type than Joel Embiid. I mean, you're talking about somebody who's 60, 70 pounds lighter than Joel Embiid.
Which was part of why KG was great, was how he was built physically.
He could
physically.
Move like a wingman athletically, he could jump, he was 7 feet tall. Like, it's a different body style than Joel Embiid.
Yeah, for sure. I think KG has more... is more similar physically to Wembanyama than he is to Embiid,
yes.
You know?
Yes.
Or Nerlens, even, of all the people we've seen.
Yep.
So, 215-592-9494. We know that, you know, the basketball team can be scary, and October can be scary, and the car that you're driving, piece of crap, scary, your old banged-up car. John Ashdale, the cars are... The staff over at Colonial, they're ready to help you out. They want to help you ghost your ride. Get rid of that piece of junk. They've got a bunch of 2024 Hyundais on the lot. They all got to disappear like a ghost. Get it? They got deals over 200 cars on the lot. Elantras, Konas, Tucson, Santa Fe's. They're going to get you 0% financing for 60 months. They're also that piece of junk, that scary piece of junk you have. They're going to give you more for that when you trade it in than anyone else. They do it for everyone. $6,500 guaranteed. And here's something that's not scary at all. When you drive away with that brand new Hyundai, you're going to get Hyundai Assurance and America's Best Warranty, 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain. Stay away from the ghouls. Ghost your ride. Then deal on a new car that won't come back to haunt you. Online 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. Jeff in Aston, you're on WIP.
Fellas, how you doing?
What up, Jeff?
What up, Jeff?
Listen, the Sixers are the worst organization in Philadelphia.
Wow.
The Flyers are going to be relevant. The Flyers are about to be relevant with Michkov. Him being a big-time player than Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid, you suck. You never should have played in the Olympics. You knew you were coming off being hurt in the playoffs. and you elect to go to the Olympics just for personal reasons, for selfish reasons. But you knew that he knew he wasn't going to be, and the Sixers organization knew that he was not going to be ready for the season. But they wait until 2 days or a day before the season opens to announce he's not playing.
Jeff, how does it change your life that you found out now? I agree with you mostly, but how do you? What difference does it make that you found out today instead of a week ago? Let's say they told you a week ago he's not going to play for the first four games as he ramps up. Would you have been mad then?
You know why? Because this is what this is their narrative all the time. They piss on you and they tell you it's raining. Why don't you just be honest? Daryl Morey, you're not an honest GM. You just say what you feel like is going to be less taxing for us to accept. You knew that this player wasn't going to be available.
So I'm asking you again, Jeff, a week ago, if they told you, what difference would you have been mad a week ago?
Yes.
Okay. Would you have been mad 2 weeks ago?
But that doesn't excuse the fact that what they're doing, though, Spike.
What are they doing? They are trying to keep the guy healthy for the playoffs. And by the way, no offense to your Flyers, and everyone keeps telling me how they're building something great. And No. Hold on a second. All I hear from Flyers fans is how they're building the right way and building the right way. They're doing the exact same thing the Sixers did, and they're still not good. So you can tell me that the Flyers are going to be good, but call me when they make the playoffs, okay?
Not with the guys that are in the organization of the Flyers now.
They're 1-3. They're 1-3. Win a hockey game.
Yeah.
Still, you look at this organization. I mean, Spike, how can you even remotely defend what you're saying about Embiid? He has been this way ever since. So now, what year is he in now, Spike?
He's in his 10th year.
Okay.
He's won an MVP. What? He's been runner-up two separate times for MVP.
It doesn't matter.
So Jeff, that's the point. You're saying it doesn't matter that he won regular season awards. So what they are telling you is they agree. So they're going to do all they can to make sure he is healthy in the playoffs, which is what you are saying matters. So I don't understand. You either want him to play tomorrow and be hurt in the playoffs or not play tomorrow and potentially be healthy in the playoffs. What should they do?
Let me ask you this.
No, I just want you to answer and then you can ask me a question. If you were them, what would you do?
Why would you even talk to him about going to play in the Olympics? He knew he was hurt.
Who cares? Every other year, Jeff, every other year he didn't play in the Olympics, right? Right?
Yes.
Okay, and every other year he got hurt, right?
Right.
So what difference does the Olympics make?
It makes a huge difference.
It doesn't make any difference. Okay. We're in the same spot we would have been. And you still didn't answer my question. What would you do?
Why are they giving him load management rights? Why is it already announced that he's not playing back-to-back?
Because he's hurt all the time and they're trying to keep him healthy in the playoffs, Jeff. It's not rocket science.
Oh my
it's
God.
Not.
But you think it's acceptable the way that they're doing it.
Yes. The Toronto Raptors won a championship this way, Jeff. They won a championship. Are you going to care that he played back-to-backs if they win a championship?
Yes. Because I want the guy to be out there. And I want – listen, when your front-line player is not playing, guess what it does? It puts more stress on the other players.
How many games did Giannis play last year?
I don't know.
60.
I don't know about Philadelphia.
Oh, okay. Well, what I'm trying to do for you here, Jeff, is give you – I understand. You only care about our team. So what I'm going to do is give you the context of the rest of the league. And what happens in the rest of the league now is they do this. This is reality. And when you have a player who has been injured every year and people like you say his regular season awards don't matter. I don't care that he won MVP, even though everyone celebrates prices, whatever. I don't care that he was runner-up for another MVP. I don't care that he was runner-up for another MVP. I don't care that he is a historic scorer in the regular season. Don't care, don't care, don't care, don't care, don't care, don't care, don't care. That's all you say is you don't care. Just tell me what happens in the playoffs. And they're finally saying they agree. They don't care. Joel doesn't care. Nobody cares about the regular season, and it's still wrong. It's still wrong, Jeff.
He basically tells you what he is.
What?
Spike, you know this guy's been unresponsible. He's been unresponsible from at least ever since he's
So he's being responsible now, Jeff. You married?
No, I'm single.
Okay. You been in a relationship?
Yes. He's whacking that thing.
Okay. So I'm going to promise you, Jeff, that if you keep bringing up what your significant other did years ago after they've changed it to make it better, it's not going to work out well for you.
Well, guess what, Spike? Let me respond to that. If she doesn't get better...
But he is.
She's gone.
But he is. He listened. Jeff, he listened. He listened.
Stuff about it. You want to say, wait, honey, why are you doing the same things?
He's not. He's not.
What's going on right now?
He's not, Jeff. He's not. Thank you for the call, Jeff. He's not doing the same thing. It's not the same. It's different. I don't know if it's going to work out, but it's worth a try. The Twitter question is sponsored by Mom.
You going to make it through
the
season?
Well, we have Elliot.
No.
No, probably not. Honestly, like, just sit out the year so I don't have to do this.
Just trade him. Just trade him.
We'll just yell about Jalen Hurts and his noodle arm for the next 10 weeks.
The Twitter catches strays, man. Yes. He didn't even do anything.
Well, that one was for Corey. The Twitter question
doesn't do much anymore.
Yeah. The Twitter question is sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. Our football team is chasing a championship ring. So is our basketball team, but they're doing it wrong. Make her feel like a world champion every day with a ring from Mark's, online at marks-jewelers.com. The question, are you glad that Joel Embiid played in the Olympics? What do you think the response is to this, Ike?
Whose idea was that?
I'm going to change the Twitter password for Jack.
I just think it's a fair question.
Okay. What do you think the results are?
I would say 90%.
It's actually not. It is 60% no, 40% yes, which is actually surprising to me as well.
I was okay with him playing in the Olympics.
Yes.
Well,
he's hurt every year anyway, whether he plays in the Olympics or not. So at least he won something.
Listen, people love the country. And
he
and
loves
it,
the country.
It showed that he, you know,
look,
he won.
He loves this country.
Although he was agreed. He
and France,
France
and Cameroon.
First, yes.
Yeah. Loves a lot of countries. He's bilingual, countryal.
Oh, my God. I enjoyed that segment, brother. That was awesome. Man. Wait till they actually start playing games.
When they start playing. But you know what's going to happen, though. They start playing games. All of a sudden, the three guys look great, and it's going to be, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Exactly.
Call me in June.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, man. It's all good. Don't worry. Elliot's up next.
Yeah, Elliot's up next.
He normally calms everybody down.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it's going to be great. Freaking Elliot. His stupid little Sixers podcast, his dumb Eagles podcast, all his music takes, his dumb clothes.
Oh, man.
All right. So Elliot's next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.